Welcome back to the Leading Podcast. Let's go.
Who's got liquid?
It's unbelievable.
Well, you're just giving away your answer.
I was.
Oh, man. Well, welcome, everyone. So glad to have you. Excited to see you. It's a great day. It's a great day to be here.
It is.
Let's start with the leader shout-out. How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, I'm going to give my leader shout-out today to the one and only Adam Harvell.
We love Adam.
Do you know why, though?
If it has to do with the garages and how many times he's fixed it.
No. I think. Listen, that's his job. Like,
well, okay.
He works here, if you didn't know.
Yes, he
that's
does.
That's his job. But I'm talking about like what he does in student ministry.
I'm ready to hear it.
So, Adam, about a year or so ago, maybe a little less than that, he was flying solo. Well, he was just doing his thing. He was just hanging out in the 7th and 8th grade boys by himself.
Which
Greg Pert, Mr. I need a sub every time someone sneezes. Like, Adam, I never asked for a sub, by the way. That's why he's my favorite. But anyway.
Favorite's a big word, Nick.
I do love Adam. There's a lot of, you're all my favorite, though.
I was gonna say.
So anyway, everyone minus Greg. So anyway, Adam, no sub. Then we give him the one and only Wes Rowe. Now, the fun news about that is Wes is says to us, like, hey, I'm not sure I'm interested in leading or teaching a group.
Oh, boy, was he wrong.
Yeah, well, that's the shout out to Adam.
Yeah.
So now Wes is comfortably leading discussion in Connect Group, which for those of you who are joining because you're like, yo, I'm thinking about jumping in serving, like, this podcast is for you, and Wes is a case study of someone who jumped in at a level of not leading a group, not being a part of a group, but has kind of like risen up the like ranks, if you will. And like that is how we've set up and tried to structure some of our leader
yeah.
teams. And so
you're not only investing in the students, but you're also investing in leaders as you're serving here. So thank you, Adam, for equipping our Wes for being such a great leader.
Equipping our Wes. Is that what you said?
I did. I could have said that in a better way. Our Wes.
All right. So for those of you who just put up with that and you're interested in serving, today we're going to talk about two different roles. We're going to talk about the check-in team and the hospitality/cafe team, which I would kind of put them all under the umbrella of hospitality.
Agreed.
So that's why the screen says
hospitality.
Jinx. So.
Do I owe you a Coke?
Can't talk.
Oh, my bad.
No, I'm just kidding. I need you to talk. That's kind of the whole point of the podcast. So what we're going to do is we're going to just kind of go over, like, if you're in the exploration mode right now, of like, hey, I might be interested in hopping into student ministry. We just want to give you a quick kind of like high overview, and we'll link some job descriptions down below in the podcast description so that you can see what they are. But we want to go through what each of these are. So in particular, on either a Sunday morning or a Wednesday night, by the way.
Yes.
The majority of our people currently right now serve on Sunday morning, but that doesn't have to stay that way. Let's talk about what someone who is a cafe team or hospitality team member behind the cafe counter, what is their main goal and responsibility as a cafe team member?
Yeah, so hospitality basically is you're making students feel at home. In our leader handbook, which at some point you will go ahead and read, we want every student to feel welcome, wanted, known, and needed.
Yeah.
And so we need all of our hospitality people to be able to make those students feel those things. And
yeah.
so as they're coming up to the cafe counter, obviously you're helping them like get snacks and food and drinks and things like that.
Yeah.
But ultimately your main objective is to greet those students that come into the cafe. It's like an extra level of hospitality and greeting as it is check-in.
Yeah.
And then
and frankly, like, we serve donuts every single Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the donuts are free, you know, not paid for. We would save ourselves like thousands of dollars if we chose not to do that. However, we keep the donuts there in an effort to funnel students towards the cafe as a second touch point for leaders to practice hospitality and to greet. And so while, yes, you're just standing there and literally looking at a box of donuts as students grab them, like, that would technically get the job done, but in reality, what you're missing out on is the opportunity to, as Kaylee said, be an extension of our kind of like greeting ministry.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, our whole pathway for the church is explore, connect, grow, multiply. And so you're helping those in explore, greeting them, getting to know them, getting to know their names, making sure that there's name tags on there. So it's like, oh man, you don't have a name tag on. Like, what's your name, bro? And then connect is, you know, as you're getting to know these students, connecting them with other students, helping them to connect with other students, but also helping those students that are serving with you in CAFE, helping equip them to work with integrity, to greet other students.
In both cases, more on Wednesday than Sunday, but in both cases, like, students might buy something.
Yeah.
So you'll grab money, put it in the cash box, mm-hmm. make change if you need to, all that fun stuff. And then as things get low, you'll let us know that things are getting low. Super simple. There's a QR code back in the cafe. You scan, you fill out a form. You just say, hey, the chips are the running chips. Low. and then we'll reorder it for you. So super simple, super easy. Your first priority is greeting, friendly, all the things. Second priority would be, you know, keep an inventory stocked and actually like
yes,
doing
absolutely.
The like, food stuff.
And a lot of our students are really great at restocking. And so just...
Yeah, you'll also be back there in some cases with other teenagers mm-hmm. who are also serving as members of the CAFE team. So,
and like to finish my thought, you have Explore Connect with Grow. You're helping students grow in their faith by living out their faith while serving. Mm-hmm. And so, and they're getting to grow as well. So if you end up stepping into this role, like you'd be surprised how many spiritual conversations you get to have behind
the
counter.
And it's front loaded. So in both cases, you're there probably before the start times. So 6:30 on Wednesdays, you probably need to be there around 6:15 at the mm-hmm. absolute latest. 9:45 on Sunday, you probably need to be in place by like 9:30, 9:35 again at the latest. And then for the 11 o'clock service, you're going to want to be there 10:45, 10:50 or so at the latest. And the majority of your work is going to then take place for the first like 5 or 7 minutes after the service starts. So say 6:40, say 9:55, and then say like 11:10. And then mm-hmm. you're kind of like cleaning up, restocking, and like just getting turned around for whatever might be next.
And then we also have, you know, the cash box. So you guys are in charge of that. Our students aren't able to touch that cash box or open it and close it.
Yeah.
So y'all also
they can take the money.
Yes, they can take the money and exchange but money, but they can't open up the cafe by themselves. Adults have to be there.
So let's talk about check-in. So mm-hmm. then people walk in. Well, actually, the cafe is kind of secondary, right? Check-in is kind of like that first wave.
Yeah.
So they walk through the doors. People are greeting them. That's not you, but like the check-in team hangs out there, maybe troubleshoots some of our like iPad check-in mm-hmm. kiosks, helps new folks get signed up. There's a little form. We'll train you on all of this. But again, the main goal, just like cafe, smile and greet everyone who enters. If someone looks lost or new or says they're new, hop in, be the first to like, you know, be friendly, introduce them, mm-hmm. find one of us, find another adult or a connect group leader to kind of like help pass them off to, make sure that they get to the right spot. Like mm-hmm. it's very, very, it's very simple, very basic. We'll teach you the technical stuff. It sounds maybe a little scary. It's really not. Like if you know how to work an iPad, you'll be able to do this. And even if you don't, you'll still be able to do
this. And our check-in teams also have student impact volunteers. So they're door greeters. It's hello team.
Yeah.
But your ultimate like priority is to make students feel welcome, wanted, known, needed, and you're setting the tone for their experience that night. Whether it's their first time or their 800th time, but you're touring students, first time students around the area to make sure that they're familiar with where the bathrooms are, because you'd be surprised how many students come in, they're like, I don't know where it is.
Yeah, even though they're right there. And then you may also help like write some cards every once in a while. Like mm-hmm. we'll run some like reports out of maybe students who haven't been seen for a minute. Like, so they're kind of like during the service or during while the rest of everything else is kind of going on, like that might be something to do. Mm-hmm. Some of our leaders help like pack our new student kits, which we mail out to all mm-hmm. of our new students. So that's really, really cool. But in both of these, right? Like if you can tolerate teenagers, like this is a role for you.
Exactly.
And it helps us in a couple of ways. One, maybe you're not ready to jump into a connect group like Wes wasn't. But maybe at some point down the road you will. And maybe right now you don't feel that way, but being in an environment like either the cafe or the check-in will help you see like, oh, this maybe isn't as scary as I thought it was. You'll get more familiar with the place and the faces and the students. And it's also like a kind of try it out period for us as well. Like get to know you a little bit. Like, so this is a great first step into either into any of our student ministry environments, Wednesday night or Sunday morning.
Yeah, and I even know some of our check-in volunteers have kind of stepped into Connect groups as subs just to try, try and figure out, like, is sit that something they want to move into?
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to Jerry and Emily and
Emily,
John.
Michelle.
All of them, really.
Yeah. Hey, so story time, you ready?
I'm so ready.
What's Mike's pink hair incident?
Oh, my gosh. I've been dying to tell y'all about this story. I mess with him and bring
Who's
it
Mike?
Up.
Which Mike?
Mike, whoa, I'm...
Harris?
Yes.
Oh, because not Williams, because...
Not Williams.
Hair required.
Well, anyway, Mike Harris, he came up to the church to, I think, talk to you or someone, and me and all the residents were sitting in the cafe. He sat down and started chatting with us, and at one point, I looked at him. He was wearing a hat, and I could see, like, his sideburns. Like, he doesn't have sideburns, but, like, the side of his head, it was pink, and I was like... Oh, I didn't know that he dyed his hair. Like, go him. But I asked him, I said, hey, did you dye your hair? Like, what's the pink all about? Yeah. And he goes, oh, he goes, you wouldn't believe it. He goes, I was walking around. He basically was wearing this hat. It was a red hat.
Yeah. And it was like a runner's hat.
Yes.
Kind of
and
thing.
It was summer. So it was really hot.
Yeah.
And he didn't know this. He was also wearing a white shirt, which is feel so bad for the guy, but he was walking around the neighborhood, even saying hi to people, I think.
Yeah.
And the hat and his sweat had combined to make this pink dye drip.
It, like, from the hat? The hat
fell into his hair, was all over his shirt.
Oh,
and so,
man.
You can imagine, like, he's walking
That's
around,
awesome.
He says hi to a neighbor, and they see this, and they don't say anything, and he goes back home, and I think someone was like, what's going on?
That's
and
awesome.
He tried washing it out.
But it was still there.
And it was still there, so he told me about it. And then the next time I saw him, he goes, is it better?
That's
he
awesome.
Had to go get his hair done at a barbershop or
a
somewhere.
Salon.
At a salon to get it color corrected.
Mike, comment down below what salon you went to for your pink hair.
Yeah, please. We'll give him a shout out. Also, if I got any part of that story wrong, let me know. But
should we crash land this thing?
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.